Unit 8, page 87, exercise 6.
Okay, so confidence is important, right? Well, the scientist Marie Curie certainly thought so. She's quoted as saying the following: "We must have perseverance and, above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted at something." I think it's pretty clear that we need to have confidence in our knowledge and abilities, and who better than Marie Curie to illustrate what can be achieved with enough confidence? She discovered two new chemical elements, won a Nobel Prize, and became one of the most famous scientists of her time. And it wasn't only self-doubt that Curie had to overcome. She also had to overcome the doubts of other people. Few women even had the opportunity to study science at that time, especially women like Curie, who didn't come from a wealthy background. So we need to be confident for two reasons. Firstly, we need confidence to motivate ourselves. We need to believe that we're capable of achieving our goals. And secondly, when we show other people that we're confident, they're more likely to trust us and believe that we know what we're doing. However, there's a problem. If learning were only a matter of being confident, then you'd expect the most knowledgeable people to also have the most confidence. Yet, very often, that isn't the case. Maybe you've had this experience. I know I have. The more you learn about a subject, the more ignorant you feel. It can be a bit disappointing and overwhelming sometimes, but in fact, it's a positive and normal aspect of learning. If we really want to make progress in anything, we have to be prepared to accept that there's a lot to learn and that we'll make mistakes along the way. And that brings me to the second part of my talk, intellectual humility. Intellectual humility is a way of thinking that involves understanding the limits of our knowledge. People with intellectual humility are aware that they might be wrong, and they are curious about what they don't know. They're self-aware and able to question their own thinking. They're open-minded and good at listening actively to other people's points of view. And they're flexible and willing to change their minds if necessary. Instead of getting defensive when they come across something they don't know, intellectually humble people are happy to admit it, both to themselves and to others. Psychologists argue that intellectual humility makes us not only better learners, but also better communicators. It makes us open to different people's points of view and better at resolving disagreements. Employers seem to be realizing the importance of intellectual humility too. A senior manager at Google recently said that it's one of the top qualities he looks for at job interviews. I believe that intellectual humility is really important for us all, both as individuals and as a society. As individuals, we need humility if we want to learn and work effectively with other people. And I believe it's important for our society that people in positions of power are aware of what they don't know. Otherwise, how can they make informed decisions and resolve conflicts? So, moving on to the third part of the talk, I want to make the point that intellectual humility is not the opposite of confidence. It has nothing to do with a lack of self-esteem. It doesn't mean always assuming that you're wrong or giving in every time someone challenges your ideas. Instead, it means paying attention to the evidence and deciding whether you really have enough information. I'd say that you need quite a lot of confidence to be able to do this. You need confidence to admit that you don't know something. You need confidence to change your mind. And you need confidence to learn and fill the gaps in your knowledge. So what is the opposite of intellectual humility? I would say arrogance. the assumption that you're always right and have nothing more to learn. And stubbornness, being determined to stick to your opinion even when the evidence is clearly against you. These qualities may sometimes look like confidence on the surface, but they really get in the way of learning. We just have a few minutes left, so in this final part of the talk, I want to look at some practical ways that you can develop an intellectually humble mindset. Anyone can learn to think in this way. Like so many things, it's a question of getting into the right habits. Okay, so tip number one, practice active listening. The next time you talk to someone, make sure you really listen to what they're saying. Ask them questions and try to understand the point they're making. All too often, we pay more attention to our own ideas than to those of other people. Listen carefully and you might just learn something interesting. Tip number two. Question your own opinions and ideas. Ask yourself, what do I know about this topic or issue? How do I know this? And what don't I know? And tip number three, learn how to admit that you're wrong. It doesn't have to be humiliating if you do it confidently. The key is not to get defensive. Instead, show curiosity about what you need to learn. You can say something like, that's a really interesting question. I don't know the answer, but I'm definitely going to find out. So, that brings me to the end of my talk. It isn't easy to cultivate intellectual humility, but I believe that it's worth trying if it can make us better learners and help us to get along with each other. Ultimately, we all have a choice to make. Do we simply want to look knowledgeable, or do we genuinely want to seek the truth? Does anyone have any questions? Yes.